Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show. High Velocity Radio is brought to you by PSI Digital Media Experts, the market leader in delivering digital media services. From manufacturing millions of CDs and DVDs to turnkey e-commerce solutions and streaming high-definition video over their worldwide content distribution network, PSI has the solutions to meet your needs. Find PSI at psidiscs.com, psidiscs.com. The High Velocity Radio Show is where we celebrate innovative professionals producing better results in less time. Produced and directed by Lee Cantor and brought to you live from Radio X Studio in Atlanta, Georgia. Now here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Stone Payton.
Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show. This is your host, Stone Payton, and in the studio with me this morning, as always, is my good buddy and co-host, Todd Schnick. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Stone. How are you, sir?
I am doing well, man. So have you done anything particularly intrepid lately? What's going on in your world?
Have I done anything intrepid lately? Jeez. No, getting ready to start training for the next race, or started training for the next race, and just working on building two businesses, so it's all going good.
Well, you know, for several months now, I've teased you a little bit about being a marathon runner and me not seeing any pounds falling off or anything. But you, I gotta tell our listeners out there, I think you're shaping it up, you're toning up, you're looking
well,
better.
Thank you for that. No, I've lost 9 pounds on the year.
Wow.
And so I'm feeling, I appreciate you noticing that.
But
yeah.
Long ways to go, but
making progress. Fine.
I think you look great, but maybe even more important than that, I sense higher energy in you. I think
you got a lot
of stuff going. You got a couple of businesses going. You're taking your own radio thing, and you're leaving me behind on one thing, right? You're doing this intrepid radio. I've been keeping tabs on that. You've been interviewing some really interesting folks. I guess the right word is celebrities. I mean, these are household names, some of these folks you're talking to.
Yeah, no, it's been fun. I mean, as we've always preached, Stone, having a radio show / podcast is a great way to reach out and connect with, I don't want to use the word A-lister, but I'll use that in this context, people that normally would be difficult for you to get in touch with. And so that's one of the main reasons or main purposes behind Intrepid Radio is to afford me a way to deepen my network. So it's been going very, very well. About not even 2 months into it, but so far I've been really pleased with how it's going.
It's taken off really fast, and I can't figure out what the magic is other than I'm not in that particular equation. But you know what? I feel proud. I feel like Oprah. You know, she had Dr. Phil and Dr. Oz, and you know, it's not going to be too long before I'm going to start telling people, "Oh yeah, he used to host the show with me." You know, who spun off Dr. Todd,
so
right?
I'm gonna start calling you Oprah. There's a vacuum there. Maybe you fill her space.
I know, and she's doing that big long special, so it's going to be exciting to watch this. We've got a great segment this morning. Understand that half of the team had to fall off and take care of some things at home. But tell us who we're going to visit with this morning, man.
Yeah, well, we're excited to welcome a real estate investor, a business coach, a speaker, and author, and one half of the power couple behind the MarriedMillions.com. Welcome to the show, Shani Lexima.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Todd. Thank you, Stone, for having me here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you with us. Before we get into it, I do want to do a quick shout-out to Vince Rogers, a past guest on High Velocity, who I believe is the impetus behind how we connected and why you're now on the show today. So thank you to Vince. We saw Vince last week.
We did. He's our new booking agent, right?
He's a new booking agent. So
right.
So Shani, gosh, why don't you start us off by just walking us through what MarriedMillions.com is out there doing for people?
Oh my goodness, MarriedMillions.com is a company that my husband and I started a few years ago. We have always been real estate investors since we met, actually, and a lot of the people that we served, a lot of our customers, are people who had never been in business before. And they said, okay, well, you know, we have to teach you about business before we actually get started in real estate investing. Well, after the, I guess, crash of 2007, they said, you know what, we still want to be in business, but I need to find out exactly how to do it without real estate. Can we just be in business in general? So we couldn't find a website or a resource that would do that for people who happen to be married. Most of our people who we served were married, and we said, you know what, we'll have to make that resource. So Married Millions is a place where you can find the unique relationship of being married and in business together, support for that, as well as the example of over 200 couples who are already in business together through our podcasts, our blog, our videos telling about how their story goes, how their day goes, how their business goes, as well as a lot of low-cost, no-cost ways for people to be in business and stay in business together.
Well, there's a billion business coaches out in the marketplace, but you guys have carved out a niche where you serve largely married couples. What's the difference between serving a traditional business client versus a married couple? What's the key differences in that?
Well, you know, the first one, these are not ordinary partners. You know, who sleeps with the boss?
Right. That's how I got where I got.
That's where you got. Well, you know, there's no casting couch here. We are partners, and we are literally in bed together. We are breathing, sleeping, eating this business together. We are breathing, sleeping, eating this relationship together. And that's a whole different dynamic. So we have to have examples of how that actually works for people, how they can actually conduct themselves. And if you're thinking about being in business together, it might seem to be a bit of a rocky road for you. So we wanted to show a lot of people that, you know what, it can be done. Mom and pop is the beginning of this country, and you know what, it's still running this country.
So what are some of the major mistakes that married couples make if they don't really think through the fact that, look, the dynamic is a little different here than my last job or even my last business. I'm working, you know, with my lifelong partner. What are some traps that they tend to fall into?
The first one that I've heard from actually even our couples that we've interviewed who are doing well in their own companies is that the business is always the top of their conversation. The business is always something that they talk about. The business is always something that they eat about or talk about around the dinner table. And I'm like, no, you are married first. You are in business second. And if the marriage is not top of mind, at least every week, if it should be every day, but at least every week, date night is so important. We have a major problem.
You've helped an awful lot of couples. Do me a favor and share with the audience. Give me a couple of examples of some really cool stories about some couples that you've worked with.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, sometimes couples say, you know what? There's always the pillow talk. One day we're going to grow in and do this. One day we're going to make this happen. One day we're going to build our castle in the sky. And you know what? Pretty much that's the tenor of marriage in general. No one goes up to the altar and says, you know what? We're going to fail in about a year and a half, 2 years. I'll give it that long. No one ever says that. We always say that, you know what? We're going to conquer the world together. It's you and me against the world. A lot of the times people will come up, and I remember when we first got started, one said, well, you know what? We just want to make money, so we're going to get into insurance. You know, I have an uncle who did really well in insurance, and I think that, you know what, that's a great way to make money. And I said, you know what? Okay, great. What do you know about insurance? Nothing. Have you ever worked in an insurance company? No. Okay. So why would you think that this is really a great idea for the both of you? Well, such and such and so in my family said that this would be a great way. And I was like, no. Whatever is coming easy to you, these are the things that you should be looking at and thinking about. Whatever your talents and strengths are, these are the things that you should be thinking about and looking at as part of your business plan, things that you should be involved in. So she eventually went, actually, she really loved cheerleading, and that's one of the things that they started working on together. You know, she was, of course, the forefront, while her husband really was just kind of taking care of all the paperwork and stuff at home.
But he probably couldn't even do a 2-to-4. And see, that surprises you that I know what a 2-to-4 is, but I'm a cheer mom. So
you're a cheer mom, too?
I'm a cheer mom. You're
now,
a cheer mom?
When did this happen? I used to be a rhythmette. I used to have the highest kicks in the squad. This was ninth grade. It was a long time ago.
But, very impressive. Yeah. So, I mean, have you ever seen a couple break up or get divorced in business? Having a business was a big reason. If they hadn't had a business, maybe they'd stay together?
Yeah, there actually is a couple out from California. This was early on that we had done a podcast on them, and they started the grocery store. And the grocery store started off well, and they decided that, you know what, we cannot work together like this. And they actually got a divorce. Later on, they went back into business together, and they still have, they still have like a Whole Foods type of store in California.
Oh, that's so.
Yeah, it's very local, and they deal with local farmers and what have you. But they do. So it can happen for some people. It's a rare thing.
Stone, you and I like to think that we're these big fancy schmancy podcasters, but actually you guys use podcasting very successfully in your business. Why did you decide in the beginning to go the podcasting route as one of your ways to go to market?
You can get people on the phone, It's a lot easier to get them on the phone than to get them to show up at a certain place or get them to stop in their company and do something. I remember I had interviewed a couple who owned Colo Collection, and she was pregnant. I think she was like, 7 months pregnant. She was huge. And they said, okay, great, come on by and interview us in the morning, you know. It's a retail store, and they sell outdoor furniture. That's high-end outdoor furniture. Who's buying outdoor furniture at 10 o'clock in the morning? Not too many people. But would you believe, you know, while we're sitting on the couch and talking, there are people like, hey, I need to know about this swing set over here, and can you tell me about this canopy, and can you tell me about this candle thing going on? And I'm like, okay. So we have to stop filming, what have you, and I'm like, okay. You know what, this is taking 2 hours when it really could only take, we only ask 11 questions of our people. And that usually would take about 25 minutes. So it's a lot easier just to get a few photographs, a little bit of a bio, and you know what, 25 minutes on the phone, we're zip, zip, done, MP3, and we're off to the races.
And so how are you leveraging that content? So you do these interviews,
yeah,
and then people can go to your website and they pay a fee, or they can just listen to this stuff for free? Or?
Our website is completely free. We have over 200 pages of resources. We have over 200 couples that we've interviewed, and those are two separate things. So,
wow.
our website is completely free for the moment. And you can download the podcast. I think that,
nice.
You know, I learn very well by listening. My husband is a speed reader, so he does very well with reading about 2 or 3 books a week.
Wow.
See, that's the key with websites, is that everybody gets their information differently, and so you really need to mix it up. You need to have video, audio, and written content.
Yeah, so, you know, I write well, but, you know, as far as me taking in information, I realize, you know what, there's probably other people like me who can listen very well on a podcast, get their walk in, be able to make the kids food, et cetera, and get the information they need.
Shani, Stone and I have been in business a long, long time. Stone a lot longer than me. and we've seen a lot of married couples succeed in business and a lot of married couples fail in business. When a married couple approaches you and says, we are considering going into business together, what are the first couple of things that you suggest and recommend that they think about and understand before they take the plunge?
Okay, well, number one, what do you want to do? That is extremely important. What do you want to do? Please research. Education is going to be the backbone of success when it comes to any business. So find that out. Number two, find out who your competition is, which really could actually be your collaborator. You know, when it comes to business, I wouldn't say that, you know, the next person doing the same exact thing or something similar is necessarily a competitor. Let's find out if that person could be a collaborator later on. Study them. Find out what's working out for their success. Find out if you have one of the things. Please understand, a website is so important. A website is so important. Find out if your domain name that you're thinking about is available. More than that, find out if it's catchy. Find out if someone's going to remember it. You know, test it out on a few friends and family. Those are the first things that you need to think about and do before you go out there.
Now, do you see that it's easier for couples to borrow money to go into business, or is that not even enter into the equation? I know at our home, we just decided to borrow some money to buy a new van so we could run the cheerleaders around.
There you go.
And I think it made it a lot easier because my wife has a real job and makes very good money. You know, and I do this radio thing 3 or 4 days a week. I don't know, do banks look at that and say, these guys are really all in, you know, they're married, they're in the business, or is it not an issue, or is it not an issue either way?
You know, as much as I love the banks, as much as the banks don't necessarily love us anymore, I think that's all the way around, not just real estate. I think it's really all the way around that banks are very, very cautious when it comes to lending money, and they really want you to have assets. So you got the whole bootstrap method. You know, go out there and do a few other things that are going to be able to accumulate money. Find out there's some ways that you can get started and do these things for free that you need to do to just get yourself established. You know, you got the things like podcasting, blogging, getting out there and joining forums, Facebooking, what have you, that you can get the word out that you're about to be in business. You could almost kind of get pre-orders for whatever you're about to do.
Now, see, there's an idea I think makes a lot of sense that I think people overlook. Is go ahead and sell, because what you need before you need are computers and pencils.
You need customers.
You need customers. So get out there and sell it and then backfill, right? And that's very
back
doable.
Back order is great.
That's very doable in this age, right? Because it's not like you have to build up a great big physical plan or
No. There's, I mean, good gracious. The leverage that has been given to us by the internet is incredible. That has leveled out the playing field completely for people, I mean, almost only 10 years ago.
I think it makes it easier for married couples to go into business together.
It's far easier.
Because you can work out of your home and still tend to the children. Or in my case,
that's true.
Stone.
And you can be upstairs and I can be downstairs and I'll just email you when it's lunchtime, right?
There you go. And that's how the couples should work.
So talk about this social media stuff, though. Are you out there doing the My Face and the Twitter and all that? I mean, are you advising your people to do that?
I advise everyone to definitely do that. Get in touch with people through YouTube. YouTube is a wonderful way to get in touch with people and communicate even back and forth when it comes to commenting. MySpace, I don't find it as user-friendly as it used to be for me. But I can tell you Facebook is rather friendly. Definitely very, very friendly. And there's so many places, there's so many niches within Facebook that you can go and find somebody who's thinking about something like you. So definitely go and use that. There's an audience for whatever, really whatever. As my husband would like to say, use toothpicks. You can sell that in America and have that be something. But really, just on the used toothpick level, there is somebody out there who is selling and has an audience and had to bring on extra staff for chickendiapers.com.
Chickendiapers.com.
I am not joking.
Outstanding.
It's no longer a cat, a dog, a fish. No, there are chickens who are coming home as pets, and they have fans who want to make sure that their pets do not poop in the house, and they have diapers in rainbow colors.
Rainbow colored chicken diapers.
That's right. That's right.
I love the economy.
Hey, and they're doing well.
Hey, Shani, I'm intrigued to hear more about the real estate side of your business. So two-part question. Tell us a little bit about that and some of the work you're doing there. And two, are you advising some of your clients to get into that racket as well?
Well, my husband is definitely somebody who has taken the forefront on that. I take charge when it comes to Married Millions, and he takes charge when it comes to our other company. We do this privately. We invest privately now as opposed to going out publicly and having a great amount of clients. But I will say that if you are in real estate, if you're thinking about it, read. One of the things that we always gave our people as a textbook is The Millionaire Real Estate Investor by Gary Keller. And it gives so many examples of how an investment can go, real life examples. So you should definitely read and find out how it can go before you decide to jump in. Because when you're jumping in, it's jumping in five or six figures at a time. And before you make that commitment, you should know what you're about to get into.
Now, I suspect that if you're still continuing to do the podcast and still looking for couples to be featured and interviewed on that, how do they get in touch with you to get booked to appear on your podcast?
Oh, please email us at marriedmillions@gmail.com. I definitely would love to respond to you there. Just let us know. All we need is when you're available. The both of you, I've had people who say, well, no, can I just have one person? I was like, no. This is definitely the both of you need to be on there. Please listen to some of our podcasts prior so you can get an idea of what I'm going to ask you, because I ask the same exact questions, always have. So, you know, I'm giving you the answers to the test before we get started. But, yeah, definitely email us and raise your hand and let us know.
Maybe Stone and I should do the couple's podcast.
Yeah, what do you think? Do we qualify?
If you're in business, it doesn't have to be a profit or non-for-profit. It can be either one.
Right.
There's still a business. It's still a collaboration. And I'd love to know that you and your spouse are collaborating and how you do it. So our audience would love to know that as well. There's a few people that we have had that have done wonderfully on our podcast and are worth listening to. You've got one that's here in local, and I love them, and I've known them for over 10 years, and they make the best brownies, period. And that's the Krasnoffs, Lee and Larry. And not only do they do a video for us, but they did three videos for us. And they went into depth about how they got started with nothing. And now they have a thriving shipping company that ships brownies and cakes and cookies all over the country. And they love each other so much. Can you get this? They have their desk across from each other. It's such a family business. Their six-year-old has a desk in their office in their bakery right here in Marietta.
I like it.
You know?
Well, I love the idea of a family sitting around a big table. all working together, the couple doing their business and the children doing their homework, all as a family. I think would be a really cool way to spend time together.
Oh, yeah.
You mentioned YouTube. I just finished Guy Kawasaki's book, Enchantment.
Okay.
And he really does a big push about how you ought to be leveraging the YouTube. And I'm in the early stages with another guy of starting an internet TV show where we're going to explore using Ustream, where we're going to, in essence, have a podcast, but you're going to be able to video it. Have you given any thought to doing something like that? And then, so still leveraging the podcast concept, but also leveraging YouTube.
Yeah, we do leverage YouTube. There's a number of resources that you can use. But the reason that YouTube is so important, or the reason that video, period, is so important, is because your average internet user watches a half an hour online a day.
Wow.
2 billion videos uploaded since I think we started this show. I mean, it's kind
bananas.
Of statistic like that. I mean,
it's absolutely bananas.
Unbelievable.
You know, so they're watching it even more diligently than they're watching television. So if you can get your stuff up on YouTube or any of the other, you got Vidler, you've got the Ustream, you've got what have you. There are tools that you can get it all out at one time. I love TubeMogul or Traffic Geyser.
TubeMogul, that's what I use.
So
yeah, we'll get you out there.
The work you're doing sounds fascinating to me. It sounds like a lot of fun, and I get the real estate thing, buy low, sell high. But how do you make money at this other side of the thing where you're interviewing the married couples and all that? Where does your revenue come from? What problem are you solving on a day-to-day business for these folks?
Well, as you guys already know, give content so then people know and understand that you know what you're talking about. And that's part of what we do with MarriedMillions.com. And eventually someone will raise their hand and say, you know what? I need you personally. I need to have you on my staff personally. And yes, we are one of the least expensive marketing teams that you could ever get when it comes to having a small business. So you'll get to have the chance to talk to us and email us personally and get your questions answered. And we'll be able to have ideas for what you can do, innovative ideas of what you can do with your brick and mortar or your online business.
So you consult. Go on retainer. Okay, that's how you're right. Do you sell product on Married Millions? Or you said everything's free. Are you ultimately going to sell product?
Oh, yes. We're definitely developing a coaching program, and that will be coming out very soon. A coaching program where we'll have a few hundred people all at one time on the conference calls, and we get to talk about and discuss what people are going through and what's going on. And that will be something that will be kind of mid-level that a couple can afford and be very easy for them to afford month to month. We do that at least once a week.
The other advantage of having 200 podcast interviews is your initial prospect base to buy the subscription, seriously.
They don't have to buy the subscription. No, they can download. What we've done so far is free. I'm just letting everyone know what we've done so far is free. Now, I can't say that for the future, but I can say so far.
It's going to be like Google. Google, all of a sudden, one day is going to send us a bill, and we're going to be we're not going to have any choice. We're going to have to pay the bill.
Because we're already in, yeah.
I would think that you and your husband, you'd have to be a tremendous draw for some of these conferences to have you guys come and speak. Have you started doing any of that?
Well, yeah. We've had invitations from a couple of county governments to come and talk for not only for the business, for small business. The Chamber of Commerce and what have you.
Right.
But would you believe even for relationship counseling? How do you recognize and have a healthy relationship?
Right.
Because you got to if you're going to run a couple of businesses and four crazy girls, and they're beautiful, but they're definitely bananas, and be able to talk to each other, sanely every single day. So that whole thing is definitely a wild dynamic, and they want to share that with their people.
Well, let me just give a heartfelt shout out to Sam for five women in the house. Good
wow.
Lord.
Yeah, they're all daughters. This is my first time not being pregnant since we've been married. Yay. we really tried.
You've been married, what, 7 years? Did I read that?
No, we've been married 9, okay. Coming up in May, and I was pregnant for over 5 years at a stretch. Yeah. So I'm very glad to be fitting back into my clothes right now. Yeah, but I said I love Sam enough, we will try one more time. So
you're not done. You're going to field the basketball team.
Well, there might be a cheerleading squad.
That's right. Absolutely.
There might be a cheerleading squad.
Well, we definitely want to have Sam in the studio sometime and have you both come back. And I'm thinking what might be a fun thing to do, Todd, is get one of these married couples, and we'll just hijack you know, some one of her best podcast episodes.
I've got a couple of them that
we're
you
good can. At hijacking.
Yeah, you're good at
hijacking. Hey, come in the studio with them.
Yeah, I've got a couple that you definitely can hijack. Would you believe I had a wonderful couple named the Breslins, and that's Marquetta and Ricky Breslin, and I interviewed them briefly not too long ago, and they have made a transition in the hair braiding industry that is incredible. It used to be only brick and mortar, and they decided to put it on video.
Ah, nice.
So they teach. And what they actually bring in is somewhere in the high five to low sixes every single month off of video sales of teaching, which is incredible.
Well, I would have written them a check a few years ago. We went on a Disney cruise, and my kids have long, straight, blonde hair. But mm-hmm. we did the thing down in the Bahamas where they did the Bo Derek thing. And so braiding the hair, I'm sure that's an important skill set that takes a while to learn. But for a middle-aged father, once the wife has traveled off to go back to her job, and it's the middle-aged father's job to unbraid, that I would have written a check for in a heartbeat. That was a nightmare.
I'm sorry.
That's what they have scissors for.
Your
wife might have been a little upset about that one. Just a little.
Well, before we let you go, let's make sure that our listeners know how to get in touch with you guys.
Okay.
That they want to have a substantive conversation with you, get some counsel, or just so they know where to download some of these great resources.
Yeah, yeah.
But also if they want to get some counsel from you guys so that they can really be Married Millions.
Yes, you can reach us here on marriedmillions.com. That's www.marriedmillions.com. Past tense, millions, plural, .com. You can reach us directly at marriedmillions@gmail.com. You don't have to start from scratch. We had a couple just a few days ago who actually bought an internet retail website, and they have La Dolce diaperbags.com, and they make luxury diaper bags.
I'm buying a rainbow chicken diapers.
How cool is that?
That's what I'm doing.
That's what you're doing. Yeah, so hey, you know, there's a niche for everyone. There's couples. You can do it. You really, really, really can do it. You can get started. You can get off the ground.
Well, it has been an absolute delight having you on the show, and we're quite serious and genuine. We'd love to have you back with your husband, with a client.
Oh, yes. Sammy would love to be here. I really wish he could have been here to meet you both.
Well, we'll get to meet Sammy soon enough. Looking forward to it. Well, until next time, this is Stone Payton, Todd Schnick, our guest this morning, Shani Lexima, our producer, Brad Scolari, and everyone here at the Radio X family saying we'll see you in the fast lane.